Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Midweek Takeaway. I'm Phil Carroll, and today we're joined by Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Welcome back, Peter. How's things?
Hello, Phil. Thank you for having me back. And yes, things are going very well. Thank you.
Good. So just recently, we saw what looks to be an excellent Pybridge trading update. And when I see statements like exceeded expectations, profitable, increased demand for generation and higher prices, I tend to think that the market may have reacted to the news favorably. Do you want to talk us through the update and the relatively muted reaction?
I'd be happy to do so. Thank you, Phil. Put out the latest numbers from Pybridge recently. We are seeing very attractive numbers coming out of Pybridge, and that all follows the rigorous operational commercial optimization that we implemented on the site earlier this year, and we completed all of that. There's a separate announcement on that, you know, the details, what we did on the site and we optimized it. So with that all done, we were very interested to see what the site can produce, you know, on its own as a site in any market condition, being efficient and running very well, but also in the current unprecedented market environment. You know, we were kind of sitting on the edge of our seats to see what's going to happen. And I mean, just looking at our latest month, August, I mean, that just far exceeded all our expectations across the board with regard to revenue generated, number of hours run, the average electricity generation price achieved, the profit margin, just literally across the board, you know, the site exceeded expectations. And then also looking back over the generation period for the 6 months up to the end of August in general as well, you know, in line or above expectations. So far, the site is performing very well. We're very happy with the performance of the site. And we also need to consider that performance was during the summer months, you know, which usually see dampened demand for reserve power. So we are looking forward to the winter period, you know, where typically there is a significantly greater demand for reserve power. So we expect even better numbers coming out of Pybridge going into winter.
Okay, Peter, just tell us again, because there's probably quite a few people listening that don't really know much about Mast Energy Developments. So just give us an idea of what you're actually doing and where all the sites are based.
Thank you, Kevin. That's a good question. So Mast's core business model is to participate in the reserve power sector of the UK energy market. That is a very very important sector in the UK energy market, especially during the current energy crisis. So what we do is we generate electricity when it's needed to stabilize the national grid. So typically when renewable energy sources cannot perform, so when the wind is not blowing or the sun is not shining, we then come online. It's an immediate automated process. The national grid notifies us when they need energy and we switch on. Immediately, it's got a very short ramp-up time of less than 2 minutes. Then we're up and running. And we generate for a period of time that national grids need us, and then we switch back off. And that's usually also at a premium price. So we get paid a premium to generate during the peak demand periods. And so that's the core business model of MED. Our sites are typically 5 to 20 megawatt gas-powered, low-emissions generating units. We currently have five sites, of which our flagship site is Pybridge. That's a 9 megawatt site in production, in operation. We're seeing some hard cash coming out of that. And then we've got four other sites in various stages of development, some in early construction, some close to that. And our total portfolio at this stage is around 30 megawatts. So we've taken a definitive step forward to reach our ultimate strategic intent of building a portfolio of 300 megawatts.
Okay, good. That gives everybody a good overview of what you're actually trying to do. Okay, so for the 6 months in Pybridge from up to August, basically you've created 854,000 of sales revenues. And from that 32% gross profit margin. So we're talking about a £250,000 profit for a 6 month period. So would you anticipate that the profit would be $500,000? Or because that's the summer and now we're moving into the winter, that you expect greater returns?
Given that is exactly right. So as I mentioned earlier, we are expecting better performance and numbers out of Pybridge going into winter, you know, from a certain perspective, just typically because winter has a greater demand for reserve power generation. So I think looking forward, you know, for full year numbers for 2022, and we've included a reference to that in our latest announcement, we're expecting about £2 million of revenue out of Pybridge. And, you know, as we said now, you know, a third of that will hit the till. You know, we also need to consider that a portion of 2022, we were busy with the optimization and commissioning, you know, to get the engines as efficient as possible. You know, so that will be factored into our forecast for 2022. So looking into 2023 and assuming, you know, all things being equal, the market stays more or less the same, which is our expectation. You know, we expect even better numbers out of Pybridge. So very much doing what it's supposed to do, cash generating, profitable, participating in an unprecedented energy market.
And can you see the gross margin ticking up slightly in percentage terms? Because obviously you were, it's not a technical term, but you were fiddling about with it in the first few months of Pybridge. So can you see the gross margins going up slightly?
Our minimum profit margin is 30%, so that's our minimum target, and we expect to always be able to achieve that in general. We have seen a slight uptick, you know, up to 32%, and we expect that to increase. There is a level where it can only get to mainly because of the associated gas generation cost. So there's a strong correlation between electricity prices and gas prices. And we've seen it move in tandem. So when the one goes up, the other one goes up. So on the one hand, the benefit to us is that there's a, you know, there's a very small chance of gas prices actually exceeding electricity prices. So we will always be profitable from that perspective. But from the other hand, we've also seen, and I mean, we've got the hard numbers now to actually prove that there is a nice alpha to be had, you know, out of the two. And that will ultimately determine the profit margin. And that's why we achieve 32%, which is 2% above our minimum target.
Okay. Now, the government's obviously, and the world has been crying about energy, and you are limited to the amount of megawatts that you can use in these sites. How many megawatts is that? Is it 4,000 for the year or 4,000 per month?
So the megawatt hours, the amount of running hours that we can produce, that is limited, mainly by planning consent, typically. And also just the inherent nature of reserve power is not baseload. So baseload typically is about 8,000 megawatt hours per year, per annum. We aim to achieve about half that. So if we hit 4,000 hours per site per annum, you know, that's our target achieved, you know, and that's also an important component in the equation. For the economics of the site, you've got the electricity sales price, that's a very important component. You've got the gas cost, that's important. You've got the efficiency of the engines, et cetera, all the technical stuff, but also the amount of hours that you can run, you know, is also an important element. So we aim for 4,000. You know, we've already exceeded that. If we look at our 6 month numbers up to the end of August, we were at 2,280. So assuming all things being equal, we double that for a full year period, we're in excess of a 4,000. So we're very much exceeding expectations at this stage.
And do you see that the government might actually take the cap off that at these extraordinary times to allow the extra energy production from sites like yourselves?
We have seen that the government is trying, you know, all possible avenues to assist with the energy crisis, especially going into winter now, and you know, there are threats of blackouts in the UK. I think the number of running out reserve power sites, because it's determined at a local council level rather than at a state government level, will likely not change. And we're also happy with the 4,000. You know, that's kind of also what the engines can do. You know, it's not the technology is not baseload. It's not an engine that's supposed to run 24/7. So we are happy with that. But we do expect the other variables in the equation to change. We expect the embedded benefits, you know, stay solidly in place, which is a very important component of our revenue basket per site, or to even increase, things like that.
Okay, so moving on to the rest of your statement, which you talked about the fact that the megawatt price achieved was 1,000% higher in August than you had anticipated in the IPO, which is really quite ridiculous. Now, obviously, the gas has gone up proportionally as well, but the margin has still stayed the same. So I presume that means indicatively that it's going to be more profitable.
Yes, correct. So again, you know, as we discussed a bit earlier, you know, on the one hand, the benefit to us is, and we can very clearly see that, is we don't have the risk of the gas price actually exceeding the electricity price and us running at a loss. You know, so from a certain perspective, that's a very last thing that we want to do. But also from the other perspective, you know, we are seeing a bit of an alpha between the two, and we're squeezing that out. You know, it's currently sitting at a profit margin of 32%. You know, we might get that up to 35 or, you know, even a bit higher. So, we'll squeeze as much out of this as we can.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about, again, it's in the RNS, just about looking forward to the 28.3 megawatts that are under construction, as well as this one that is fully constructed. What situation do we find ourselves in when that's completed?
A very important objective for us was to show that, you know, MAST is not sitting with an idea that it wants to implement. You know, we're not at feasibility stage, you know, at a desktop level, looking at things to do. I mean, we are already doing it. You know, we've got FireBridge in production. We've got very attractive numbers coming out of that, exceeding expectations. You know, so that's proving our business model. We've got four other sites, you know, in the portfolio that we own now, total portfolio of close to 30 megawatts. And it was important for us to show that, you know, what the potential of the portfolio is looking forward, you know, and based on partly on our experience out of FireBridge and also partly based on our independent financial modeling, you know, our base case revenue profile for our current portfolio is revenues of about £12 million per annum. And that's a target for us to beat. And we definitely will be looking to do so going forward.
So, Peter, obviously the end of the RNS mentioned that you look forward to, you know, building the portfolio up to the 30 megawatts, as has always been the intention in the coming months. How are things progressing with the other sites? You know, we've talked obviously about PyBridge. How's things at Bordersley and Rochdale going?
The progress on the other sites are developing well. Bordersley, which is our very next target, you know, is already well advanced, already in construction. I think our last update in that regard was in our interim results a while ago, where we explained the situation on Bordersley. We are pushing that forward. We're very close to reach a point where we can go into financial close with our debt financing partner, their Close Brothers, in order to get construction of the project done and into production. So Bordersley going well. Rockdale, similarly, we've recommenced with the development of that project, going very well, and the same with Inlip and Stather. In fact, we're already busy with pre-construction assessments on both the new sites. We're very much fast-tracking the development of our other four sites in order to get them into production as fast as possible in order to participate in the current unprecedented market.
Yeah, and just for everybody that doesn't know, I mean, the share structure of MAST is pretty much that you have a huge major shareholder with 61%. So do you want to explain a little bit about that?
MED was founded partly by Kibo, which as you say, is its current majority shareholder. That comes out of the Kibo stable. Kibo retains a majority shareholding in MED, you know, which is important from a group perspective. We share the technology and development processes. Kibo is very much involved in the renewable energy markets globally, and especially on the long duration storage side. So looking forward, you know, MED looking forward, and with regards to sustainability strategy, it will eventually include long-duration storage in its portfolio, and its partnership with Kibo from that perspective is important. But in the meantime, Kibo remains a big brother to MED, and as you say, a majority shareholder at this stage.
Yeah, and more importantly, then there is only a free float of 39% on the market, and actually possibly even that is less than half of that because of other holders other than Kibu.
I think that'll be correct, Kevin. I think a very large portion of that would be free float. So apart from Kibu and Paul Pinter, who's also one of the co-founders of the business, you know, the rest of the shares on the public hands, and we very much like to see you know, share trading and good liquidity and an uptick in the share price, which we've seen recently, which is good news.
Okay, all good. We look forward to speaking to you as we go on with the progress of the different sites and also any additional purchases that you may have. And yeah, good luck.
Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Thanks very much for your time.
Good. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Kevin. Speak again.
Thanks, guys.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.